this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com. Aw, yeah, what's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, the only English podcast guaranteed to make you swim like Michael Phelps. My name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is the best way to learn English because it's practical, natural, and you can do it while stuck in traffic, walking to school, walking the dog, or getting a haircut. If you don't like your hair cutter and don't want to hear her talk, just put in the podcast and no awkward conversation.
Yeah. Have you ever done that virtual haircut?
It sounds familiar.
It's a, you can see it on YouTube. You just type in virtual haircut. You have to listen to it with headphones on.
And oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It sounds like someone's cutting your hair.
It plays with the different right ear and left ear sounds. So you can hear them moving around. And
yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Stuff like that.
There's one where he's got the shaver out and you can kind of feel it on your neck.
Yeah. So we'll give you a link to that in the show notes. So I'm joined here today by my co-host, a man who, when at museums, is allowed to touch the art.
Nice.
Chad, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling pretty good today, Trevor. I just had lunch, like usual, doing this on a Friday, which is great. Frees up our weekend a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself? How are you today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. This is episode number 20, and we have 80,000 downloads on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That deserves a really special oh, yeah, right?
So thank you guys for sharing the podcast, giving us those 5-star ratings, subscribing to it. All that helps more people find the podcast. So clearly a lot of you are doing that. So we just want to say thank you very much.
Big thumbs up to everyone.
Okay. And so if you stick around to the end of this episode, we'll show you the best way to learn new vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the news. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, and so for the news, you may have noticed that the intro has changed. Why did we change the intro, Chad?
We needed to make an intro that was going to inspire you guys a lot more. And just to show you that you are not alone in your English learning.
One of the missions of Real Life English is connecting the world through English. And so we want to help facilitate that with you guys, with our parties and with this podcast. So we really want to create this world community. Mm-hmm. And so we felt like this intro does a better job at that than our old intro.
Mm-hmm.
Though I still really like the old intro.
Yeah. But hey, maybe we can bring it back every now and then.
Yeah.
All right. We have some really good news, especially for you guys, our podcast listeners. We have a present.
Oh, what kind of present?
That present is 10 exclusive podcasts with transcripts.
Wow.
Which is obviously something you guys don't really get with our weekly podcast because it's just too much work right now.
Yeah, it takes about 4 hours to do a podcast for like a 18 minute show, where this one it gets about 30 minutes, so that's a lot of work.
Yeah, so we can't actually do that right now, but we have these 10 exclusive podcasts for you guys. What are they about, Trevor?
So we have 3 of them that are cultural podcasts, and these are 5 things that you miss most about your home country. And we have one from America, England, and Australia. And the next 7 are from our Fluency Plus course. So we have 5 exclusive podcasts for me and Chad, and then 2 from Justin and Ethan talking about how you can incorporate English for life.
Mm-hmm. Which is creating a lifestyle which is based on you using different media and all different resources you can find online to create a English habit, right?
Mm-hmm. So they give a big overview of that, and it's just how to be your own English teacher, how to learn by yourself and have fun doing it. And so if you guys want to download those 10 free podcasts and transcripts, then just go to reallifebh.com/podcasts and you can download them there. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so next on the news is for those of you living near Belo Horizonte, Brazil, we are having our party on June 8th, as we mentioned last podcast, and we are going to be charging 5 reais to enter. And so why is that, Chad?
So we need to make the party better, we need to invest in some kind of sound system so we can have microphones and make some announcements during the party. And that's, we're just going to use that money to cover our costs. And if there is any money left over...
What does left over mean?
Left over means after we've purchased the sound system, the money that is left, the money that remains. Mm-hmm. So if there's any money left over, we are going to donate this money to Kiva.
Okay, and what's Kiva?
Well, you have experience with Kiva. Trevor, why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so Kiva is a charity that works with micro loans. So micro means really, really small. And so they give small loans to developing countries, like countries in Africa, in Southeast Asia, stuff like this, to help people with their businesses, to help them build new homes, stuff like this. And you donate a certain amount of money. I donated $150, I think like a year and a half ago, and they just keep re-giving you the money and you keep re-loaning it out. So it's like a gift that keeps on giving.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and so we're going to take any leftover money from the party and invest it into Kiva. And so we can help. I don't think they have any English-speaking Kiva people to donate the money to. But regardless, we want to really give back to the world. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. What's the difference between loan and borrow?
Loan is specifically for money, and sometimes you have interest rates on that. So if you get a loan of like $100, you might have to pay $110 back. Mm-hmm. Whereas borrow, you always give back the same that you received.
Mm-hmm. But I guess a loan is generally a term we use for when we borrow money from banks, right?
Yeah, it's more official of a term.
Sweet.
Okay, and so the one last piece of news for today is that we are working on the beta version of the forums.
What is a beta version?
Beta version means something that isn't quite ready to publish yet, and you're still testing out all the kinks, you could say.
What's a kink?
Kink would just be some kind of problem that might show up, a little problem, a little thing to make it more difficult to use. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to work those out, and we hope to release the forums to you guys soon. And so this will really help facilitate good English discussions as well as bring people together. Because one thing we want to do with Real Life English is to have a party, an English-speaking party, and other events in every major city in the world. And so with the forums, you can go on there, and if you live in a city like Barcelona, Rio de Janeiro, Beijing, you can post there and say, hey, I'm going to have an English event, and people can come to mm-hmm. your event.
Yeah, it's going to really facilitate our process and also just help bring people together and communicate more in English.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on to the shout out. Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. All right, so we've got 2 5-star reviews in iTunes. One of them is from Spain, and he says, hi guys, I'm Al from Basque Country, and after listening to all your useful podcasts, there's no doubt that you deserve the 5-star review. I've recently got my CAE certificate, but now I need to learn real English. You know what I mean? I encourage everybody to subscribe to this podcast. You'll not only learn real life English, but you'll indeed have fun with these guys. Oh yeah.
He spoke, oh yeah, man. But awesome, that's an awesome review. What's his name?
His name is Al.
Al. Thanks a lot, Al.
Yeah, so if you go to episode number 17, you'll see the difference between ah yeah with an A-W and oh yeah with an O-H. Mm-hmm. And the main difference is oh yeah can be a little sexual.
Mm.
So maybe he did know the difference and he chose Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you never know, right? Like, hey man, you should check out episode 17. He's like, I've heard it. I know the difference. That's why I said, oh yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next 5-star review. Chad, you want to read this one?
Yes. This next one is from Sora Soroya from Thailand. And she says, since the first time I heard their voice, I felt that they are lovely people and funny.
Hmm.
I like their voice so much because it is easy to understand for Thai people. And every episode is English in our real life. I love real life English.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So thank you for that. That's a nice review.
Yeah, Thailand. I really have to check out Thailand. Sweet. Well, thanks a lot for that. We thought that we didn't have any reviews and now they're just popping up everywhere.
Nice. So what does popping up mean?
Popping up means to appear kind of out of the blue. No, that's another expression. Surprisingly.
Okay.
Unexpectedly sometimes.
Yeah.
Just pops up. Think didn't expect it.
Popcorn.
Mm.
You have the little pop, or you have the little corn kernels, the little corn seeds, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it goes pop,
mm-hmm.
and jumps up really high.
Yeah. Usually it scares you.
Yeah.
Or surprises you would be better in this case.
Yeah, I don't know if you get scared by a little thing of popcorn.
No.
It pops and Chad's like, ah! All right, so let's move on to the question. Help, I need somebody. Okay, so today's question is from Alex Rivera, one of our... Chad, does that name sound familiar?
You could say that it rings a bell, yes. What's up, Alex? Hope you're enjoying your new job. Hope everything's sweet with you.
Yeah, so Alex recently said that Real Life English has helped him get a new job.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much of a part we played in that, but it's cool to see that he's making some money.
Yeah.
With English.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asks, what is the difference between advice with a C and advise with an S?
Okay, so advise with an S is a verb that we use to warn people about something. Like, I have to advise you about our meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell him about it and warn him. Warn is more of a negative.
Yeah, it's not necessarily negative.
Yeah, it can just be like to tell someone, give them that information, to advise them.
And so generally we see advise a lot in emails, where if someone has a problem, they might email their superior, maybe their boss, and say, hey, we have this problem. I'm not sure what to do. Please advise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, advise, it sounds a little formal. I would probably use that more so in a professional situation than just like colloquial, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's commonly used that way. Please mm-hmm. advise.
Please advise.
I'm not right. sure what to do.
Mm-hmm. And advice with the C is a noun, some advice, or commonly used as a piece of advice to make mm-hmm. it countable, two pieces of advice, whatever. And this is just when somebody consults you about something or gives you some really good advice. They just give, like, maybe for example, you know, my mom said I should stop smoking. That's some pretty good advice.
Yeah. Didn't you stop smoking?
I did, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say stop when it's only been 2 weeks.
Okay.
So hopefully I will stop, but it's going pretty good so far.
Cool.
Yeah. So thanks for the advice, Mom.
And so another way you could use this is maybe say that the quick tips, tricks, and or funny jokes section is full of good advice.
Yeah, some good advice.
Hopefully. Okay, so let's move on to the expressions. So what's our theme for this week, Chad?
The theme for this week is relationships, or expressions somehow related to relationships. And those expressions are, there's a thin line between, on the rocks, to go Dutch, a blind date, and in the friend zone.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a very big variety of different kind of ways it's related to relationships, yeah. Right?
And that last one is pretty brutal.
What does brutal mean?
Brutal in its formal definition just means really violent. But we use it almost like a slang to mean something that's just really bad, really painful, really uncomfortable, mm-hmm. maybe.
Awkward.
Yeah, awkward as well. And so being in the friend zone is brutal.
Yeah. But we'll get to that at the end, right? What that is exactly. But let's start off with the first one I mentioned was there is a thin line or a thin line between something.
Okay.
So a thin line between something is when it's difficult to see the difference. And this is common in relationships, a very famous expression. There's a thin line between love and hate.
Mm, yeah, that's a good, great way to use it.
So what does, how do you understand that one, Trevor? There's a thin line between love and hate.
So this means that you're not really sure if it's love or if it's hate because they're so close together sometimes mm-hmm. in relationships. At one moment, you'll be in love. Next moment, you'll hate each other. Mm-hmm. And it goes back and forth between that.
Yeah. And when I published this on the Facebook community, though, I said, how would you finish this phrase? Like, there's a thin line between. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of cool feedback. Obviously, love and hate was mentioned a lot. Someone said, intelligent and crazy.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah. But there was many more, if you check it out. That's what it means, a thin line between something, where it's kind of like the two things are very closely intertwined. It depends on the way that you look at the situation.
Yeah, they can be very similar. A lot of times, the actual definition is opposite or close to opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's go on to the next one.
That is on the rocks, and we're not talking about a glass of whiskey.
Okay, well, if we're not talking about an alcoholic beverage, I don't know what that means.
Really?
No, I don't know.
When a relationship is on the rocks?
I could guess. Or I would say that it means that things are, I would say, maybe icy. Maybe they're not so, you're not so sure about things. They're kind of shaky.
Yeah, that's it. What do you mean by shaky in this case?
So shake would be if someone grabs your shoulders and moves their hands fast back and forth, it shaking you.
Mm-hmm.
Or for example, if you have a bottle of juice, you shake it before mm-hmm. you open it, so everything's mixed. Mm-hmm. So if something is shaky, it's not firm, it's not stable, mm-hmm. you're not really
well balanced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's, on the rocks, you're right. It's in a relationship sense, it's that same thing. It's a little shaky. It's not going so well.
Mm-hmm. And if your relationship is on the rocks, a common expression might be, and this is something my mom would say to me all the time when I was little, is, you're walking on thin ice.
You're walking on thin ice. Yeah. The ice is about to break.
Yeah, so be careful.
Uh-huh. So now people know the meaning on the rocks related to relationships. Would you like to just quickly describe what that means regarding an alcoholic drink?
So you can ask for a margarita on the rocks, and that just means with ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so chunks of ice, because you can also get a margarita with it blended, like a smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah. I quite like a whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah, any kind of drink, you can say vodka on the rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's generally just straight with the ice, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, so let's move on to the next one. To go Dutch.
What is Dutch exactly?
Dutch is a person from the Netherlands.
Yep, or Holland.
Well, Holland is a state in the Netherlands.
True.
Common confusion.
Yes, I just remembered that as you told me. I think many people have told me before. I think this is very funny. Where does this word Dutch come from, though? Because it has nothing to do with, someone from Germany is German. Mm-hmm. Someone from America is American. Someone from Australia, Australian. Netherlands, Dutch.
Yeah, well, I think it has to do with the language they speak.
Yeah,
They speak Dutch.
True.
But I don't know where the Netherlands, that name mm-hmm. comes from.
Yeah, I mean, I speak Australian. So to go Dutch, and again, I have no idea if this expression is related to the Netherlands in any way, but to go Dutch is to split the bill when you go out to a restaurant or some kind of bar or place like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally related to a couple. So if someone was to go out with their girlfriend to like a bar or a restaurant, and when the bill comes...
What's a bill?
Bill is the piece of paper that they give you that you have to pay.
The receipt.
The receipt, yeah, the bill. So when the bill comes, if you go Dutch, that means that you just split the bill 50-50.
Yeah, and you can also go Dutch with more than two people. Mm-hmm. So you can have as many people as you want, mm-hmm. and it just means you're evenly splitting the bill.
Yeah. Do you know why this would be related to why they? Do you know where this comes from?
I have no idea.
No.
I don't use this expression.
No. No. Okay. All right, anyway, that is to go Dutch. I wonder if that's a common thing to do in other cultures, right? Yeah. Is it common in the United States?
Yeah, definitely. Really common.
I think maybe in Australia, I would still be kind of being the man, a little bit obliged to maybe, oh, let me pay for it, kind of okay. thing.
Not for me at all.
No?
No.
Okay. You're not much of a gentleman, Trevor?
I think that culture is getting removed from America.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's changing. It's definitely
especially
changing.
With the women becoming more and more of their own person.
Yeah.
They almost feel insulted sometimes if the
oh,
man
really?
Pays for it.
Yeah, right. Sweet.
My kind of women do, at least.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so that is to go Dutch.
All right, and so the last one, no. Okay, and so the second to last one is a blind date.
A blind date. Is that when you wear a blindfold and go on a date?
Yes, actually it is. Okay, and so what does blind mean?
Blind is when you can't see. Physical disability.
Yeah, if someone is blind, that means their eyes do not work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so a blind date doesn't mean that you can't see. It just means you've never seen your date before you meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So this is generally if you have two friends that, or if you have a friend that organizes the date between the two of you.
You may say sets you up.
Yeah, you could say that. And I think this is going out of style.
Yeah.
Because with Facebook, you can always check to see someone what
true.
They look like before meeting them in person.
This is never really a blind date anymore. You've probably face stalked them before,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, and so we mentioned face stalking on a previous podcast, and a stalker is just someone who follows you around or on Facebook looks at all your statuses and your pictures and stuff without you really maybe knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can always face stalk someone before a blind date if you know their name.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
If I ever went on dates.
Yeah, it's true. So a blind date. Let us know if you guys have ever been on a blind date. Leave a comment. Tell us how it went. Okay, and the last one for today about relationships is in the friend zone.
Mm.
Sometimes I've even heard this as a verb. You just got friend zoned.
Yeah, definitely can be a verb as well.
So what does that mean, Trevor? You said it was a very
brutal
situation.
Yeah, it's definitely not a situation that anyone wants to be in.
Okay.
Because if you wanted to be in the friend zone, then you would just be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be in the friend zone.
Exactly.
And so to be in the friend zone is when you are attracted and interested in someone of the opposite sex. Generally, this is more commonly used with men who are attracted to women, and the other person only sees you as a friend.
Yeah.
So you have no more chance at romantic relation with them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a friend.
Yeah. There is another expression that has built on this expression, which is in the friend zone with benefits, which plays on another expression, friends with benefits.
Okay, and what does friends with benefits mean?
Friends with benefits means that you guys are friends, but you have sex.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a built up version of in the friend zone. So how would you avoid getting in the friend zone then?
Well, this isn't a relationship podcast. Probably say, aw yeah, a lot.
I think aw yeah is going to get you out of the friend zone anyway.
Maybe eat a lot of acai. That's
yep.
a famous fruit from Brazil.
Maybe offer your lady or man friend a cup of coconut water.
Mm, yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
Get the romantic juices flowing.
Oh, that just sounds sexual. Anyway, think of any others?
Yeah, so a great way to get out of the friend zone is if you have the ability to keep it up. If you can't keep it up, then it's hard to get out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
And so if you're more interested in that expression, then listen to the end of episode number 17 about keep.
Yeah.
And you'll understand that inside joke.
And when we say the end, we mean the end of the end. So after the song.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you guys haven't noticed, we have a little... Generally, we have a little treat at the end of the song.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have one in this podcast. I don't know if we said enough dumb stuff.
Okay. So that does it for the expressions for this podcast.
All right. Let's move on to the quick tips, tricks, and or funny joke section. All right, so Chad, you told me you had a joke for our listeners today. What is that joke?
So this joke, it's kind of a one-liner, I guess you could say. It is from a stand-up comedian. This guy is American. His name is Stephen Wright. And his stand-up comedy is based on a lot of kind of one-liners, kind of real-life situations as well. And he said, "I busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but my lawyer thinks he can get me fired." So what does he mean by "I busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck"?
Okay, so first of all, to bust a mirror would be like to break it, mm-hmm. to shatter it into a lot of pieces. And there's a common superstition, which means a belief that is not based off of science,
mm-hmm.
that suggests that if you break a mirror, then you get 7 years of bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's saying here is that he broke a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, as if awarded by the judge of a court.
Yeah.
And he thinks his lawyer can get him 5 years.
So he's just playing on a general situation when someone breaks the law and they get trialed in court. Obviously not the case here. Do you believe, are you a superstitious person?
I believe that if you think something will make you lucky, it will make you lucky.
Okay.
If you think it will make you unlucky, then it will make you unlucky.
So do you think that walking under a ladder would make you unlucky?
If you think it does.
But do you think it does?
If I walk under a ladder, do I think I will get bad luck?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so you're not superstitious.
I'm only superstitious in good luck.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm wearing my good luck t-shirt, my good luck sandals,
uh-huh.
my good luck shorts.
So it just looks like you're just wearing, your whole outfit is just lucky clothes.
Yeah, because if I believe it'll give me good luck, then it does.
Okay.
Let's move on to the quick tip. And so this was mentioned in a previous podcast, but it's so important. I want to tell you again, because I know there's some people who aren't using it still, and that is the best tool for using or for learning new vocabulary, and that's called Anki, A-N-K-I. And this thing is just the best tool for learning new vocabulary. It's a flashcard type program.
What's a flashcard?
A flashcard is generally a 2-inch by 4-inch card, really small, that has writing on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, you might say brutal on one side, and on the other side you say something that's uncomfortable, awkward, painful, etc. And so you look at one side and then you try to remember what's on the opposite side. And so Anki is a smart flashcard program. And so it shows you the front side of the flashcard, and depending on how well you know it, you can say, "Show me again today," "Show me again in 2 days," 5 days, mm-hmm. 7 days. And if you keep getting it right, it'll keep increasing the time. So it might be, "Show me again in a week," "Show me again in 2 weeks," mm-hmm. "Show me again in a month." So it keeps increasing. So it's very good to keep reintroducing old vocabulary words that you've learned as well, to make sure that you still remember them.
Yeah. I think you can even choose certain decks of cards that are based on, like, I think one of my students was using one that was based on phrasal verbs.
Yeah.
So it's really helped, like, his vocabulary increased a lot in like just a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Yeah. So there's a lot of decks that are already made, like, for example, phrasal verbs, or you can even do sentences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I use it a lot for learning Portuguese is anytime I'm reading something in Portuguese and I find a word I don't know, then I just add it to Anki.
Nice.
So I'm just constantly adding more words and learning a lot of new vocabulary.
Awesome, man. Great tool.
Yeah.
Must get it.
Get on it. All right. So that about does it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community.
So today we're going to play you out with a tune from from one of my favorite hip-hop bands, groups.
Yep.
The song is an awesome song. It's actually featuring Nelly Furtado, I believe, right?
Correct.
And the song is called A Thin Line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the band is Jurassic 5.
All right, so thanks for listening. Don't be shy. We got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com/podcast and get instant access to 10 free podcasts with transcripts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a lesson in friendship, the depths of a kinship. Where women and men begin with and then slip. My pen drips as I scribble my thoughts on thin strips of emotion. A fraction, seduction, attraction. Eruption of passion corrupts if I've lasted friendships involved. Would love to cross the line, but that's why we built these walls.
We've been friends for a long time, a very close friend of mine. Love you like you was mine, but respect the thin line. I love you like you was mine, think about you all the time. Very close friend of mine, but respect the thin line.
Opposites attract. When the female and male come in contact, sticky situation in fact, trying not to let the feelings catch. But there's a thin line between both of y'all, so you respect that. And entertain the idea, but get brought back to reality. And could you really live with that decision based on intuition? You love and keep it distant, hug and kiss and friendship.
An ongoing kinship, we was people to begin with. Disrespect was not intended, but your feelings sparked a sentence. Sometimes you're too intense in your quest to invent the perfect man, please understand my rhyme is your repent.
We've been friends for a long time, a very close friend of mine. Love you like you was mine, but respect the thin line. I love you like you was mine, think about you all the time. Very close friend of mine, but respect the thin line. We've been friends for a long time, a very close friend of mine. Love you like you was mine, but respect the thin line. I love you like you was mine, I think about you all the time. Very close friend of mine, but respect the thin line.
Man, too bad that we became friends first, and I'm not an expert on how relationships should work, but from the minute it was known, it changed the whole tone, the way we spoke on the phone. Yo, it was cool, but I felt it wasn't enough, and I was stuck when your moms would pick it up. Over you, all my buddies would swoon, but I felt we were in tune. You let me up in your room, damn. But to me, girl, you're still off limits. No matter all the times that I hinted,
yo, what you doing after this?
Infatuation was authentic, but yo, I just pretended so I wouldn't lose the friendship. Maybe I should spill all my guts, or write a letter, then tear it up. I do a song just to say what's up. I want just a touch.
We've been friends for a long time, a very close friend of mine. Love you like you was mine, but respect the thin line. I love you like you was mine, I think about you all the time. Very close friend of mine.
Friendship turned into lust, into some deep tip that I can't comprehend, even if I knew it. Can't do justice to these things that I'm feeling. You got someone else, don't wanna be caught stealing. Hell, if she knew, she would never leave us alone in a room.
Yeah, this was a lesson in friendship. I stress in this sentence. Should women and men be friends first and then slip? My pen drips as I scribble my thoughts on thin strips of devotion.
Opposites attract. And best friends make a perfect match if you only knew that. Once you cross, ain't no turning back. The minute you let him in it, and he hit that, that's that.
We was people to begin with, but you was too relentless. Jeopardizing kinship, respect is intended. Resolve is my intent. While we got it in, I'm trying to salvage a friendship.
We've been friends for a long time, a very close friend of mine. Love you like you was mine, but respect the thin line. I love you like you was mine, I think about you all the time. Very close friend of mine. All the time.